Let me begin by the four sugyas that may be intertwined, may not be intertwined. Sugyan Shavuos, Sugyan Bar Metzia, Sugyan Sanhedrin, Sugyan and Baba Basra. They may be intertwined, they may not be intertwined. Sugyan Sanhedrin says Neman Olayaba. There are two ways of interpreting that. I'll just give examples of the two extreme examples. Rekzois, Simon Kof Chaz. The very surprising Rekzois. Where the Rekzois says, what happens? Neman Olayaba. If where are we here? Simukov Ches. He says like this. Since we have a Ramban and a Ran, he didn't have a Ramban. We have a Ran and a Ramban. And Shavuos that says Neman Olayaba, there is no Shavuos Eidus. Number one. Therefore, it means there's no din eid. There's no lo yagid. If there's no eid, there's no lo yagid. There's no eidus. So what did he do? It's a kinyan. The hischai. I just mischayev myself. Whatever he says, hischayev is b'alma. He says it. Where is it? He says like this. And Kuf Kof Chaz Gimel. Tzatz Dayanim. A few Dayanim. Noagim. Kishimakablim Baleidin Alayim Karvo Posulaid Oz Sholim Imsaid Ba'onish and Lo Yagid V'Nasatabon. The meaning of Dayanim, he said, was that if a person says, I'll accept so and so for an aid, so they said, warned him, there's an Isarov and Lo Yagid V'Nasavon. Wrong. No Simtam. The Ram came to come on the aid, Harry who aid? So they say he's an aid. But less, and it is not true. Now, there are two separate things. Because where he says, in lo yagiv no savona, I would say something else. What about the aver lo sana bereoch aid shaka? Two things. The mizamitzulahoid and an avera of aid shaka. Says it clearly, unequivocally, a short declarative statement. Chayin Klotz of Haran, Parat Shul Sages, B'Shem HaRamban, Miu Nira, Diavol Gav, Di Eino Chai, Mishum Lo Yagid, Loch, Mitzri Ike Lohoy, Mishum HaShova Saveda, Tzav Shova Saveda. If I can help, if someone's going to lose his money, if I can help him not lose his money, I'm supposed to help him not lose his money. So that he says there's a mitzvah to be made, not because of the mitzvah Lo Yagid, V'Yor HaSavon, the Aveir of Sheker is... He says, because Hashavas HaVeidu Osamar Adam Rechim. But he says very clearly, Ein olav shem eit. Clearly. Where is the Ketzos coming from? From a very famous Ketzos, Kuf Tzadei Dala Dala. It's a long, 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 long Ketzos. Okay. What is he talking about there? Talking about all the problems of Mechiras Chometz. People think Mechiras Chometz is simple. Did he sell his Chometz? He didn't sell his Chometz. Okay. The sign, we sold our Chometz. Not so simple. How to make that shtar, how to make the king is not so simple. The Beis Halev, he became Rav of Brisk, had to sell the Chometz. So he asked them from the shtar they used the year before. In between the Beis Halev and Rosh Halev, there was a year. So what did they do? They just took the shtar that Rosh Halev had used the year before, and they used the same shtar with changing the dates, etc. Beis Halevi looks at the shtar and shakes and said, no good. He says, where'd you get the shtar from? He says, we just copied it from Rosh Halevi. He says, Rosh Halevi never wrote such a shtar. Not that there were a bunch of Amarats in there, a lot of Talmidei Chacham there. But he said, no, find the shtar from the year before, 2 years ago. They looked, they found it. So you see, he skipped 3-4 words here. So this last year's shtar was possible. It's very, very complex thing. So, in Kuf Tzadei Dala Dala, so there's a whole machlokas. What can you work between a Jew and a Goy? Kesef, Chazok, Agav, all Chlipin, you name it. Wherever you go, there's a machlokas. Selling Chomish, you want something that's glad, no machlokas. Comes along and so says, there's only one Kenyan that's totally glad. Everyone agrees with no machlokas. Which is what? Udisa. For instance, he said, let's say, people think it's very standard issues. You're in one, for instance, Kesef is a problem, Chazok is a problem, Hagbar. Hagbar is a problem. He says, what happens if you're here? The Jew and the Goy are here, but the, what do you call it? The Chometz in a different city. A lot of people do that. They sell their Chometz in the United States and they go there for Yontif, and the Chometz in Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa. Not push. So he says Udisa. Udisa conquers all problems. That's the ultimate, ideal, simple, straightforward Kenyan. The end there. If you go through the whole thing, it's a very interesting thing to see how complicated Mechiras Chometz is. Noda Behuda says that when it gets to Mechiras Chometz, the Hakinyan Hamoah B'chol Kinyonim. Okay. That's one extreme. That's why he said there's no Din Eid, there's no Din Bez, and there's nothing. Just, I take his Chayvus. He doesn't say, well, what Kinyan are you using for this Chayvus? He doesn't say that. But I assumed, because we're talking about more than Bezdin, and even low Konam Yodo. Konam Yodo, so then he's going to have to bump to Hedek of a Smachta. Okay. But Hodom Bezdin for him works fine. Okay. Now that's where the close is coming on. One extreme. And he says that a double portion like that. You take a look in the Nemukei Yosef and Sanhedrin. Go to the other extreme. Exceedingly clear. He is an aid. Says like this. And he says like this, go through the entire Mokayos. Kevin shekana miyodem etchila shelo yachsebo shuv enochot. If I make a kinyan, then I'm not going to change my mind. I can't change my mind. The af al gav, and still, merci. It seems ki kinyan dvarim. Now, what is a kinyan dvarim? Yeah, a kinyan dvarim is like this. I kinyan suder can create many different things. I can be machna something, be machna the safer to you, be mischaven something. Kinyan dvarim is I take a kinyan suder, that what am I going to do? I'm going to run in a marathon. No such kinyan. Probably kinyan dvarim ba'alma. I can be machna something. Pause it says. The zos of fun in Yisrael al agula v'al tmur l'kayim kol dova shalaf yishnalo me'al raglo v'nosan reihu zos hatu to Yisrael. Okay, now al agula v'al tmur, the Gemara learns a kinyan, but here I take a kinyan that I'm not going to be chozer. So according to the tzad, it's very simple. I'm a schayim that whatever the Dayan says, I will pay. Whatever the aid says and the Dayan says accordingly, I will pay. So, it's an independent hischayv. It's nothing to do with the real din Torah. Just, I will. If it rains tomorrow morning, I will pay you 10,000 shekel. Whatever the Dayan says, I'll pay you. It's all the, now, therefore, according to the Tzos, if he's made a sheker, does he have an aver lo sana berecha sheker? No. If the dayan makes a mistake, not halacha of a dayan shetar. Whatever he says, that's what goes. And udisa, I was mischayev myself to a blank hischayev myself. So it's not a kinyan dvarim ba'alma, but he says something else. I accept you as a dayan, even though you're possible. I accept you as an aid, even though you're possible. And I'm not, and I'm in Makabo Kenyan, I'm not going to change my mind. Ken Vermbaum, I won't change my mind. We'll change my mind. It's like, I'll run in the marathon. Oops. He said, "Avogav the Mechzik Kinyan Dvarim." He was talking. Ashkam be Kinyan Shemachazek Hadvarim. Ya'ami gabe dinner de Bametzah. The Gemara Daf Kuf Ches Omer Aleph in Bametzia. Halacha of Bametzah is as follows. Let's say my next door neighbor wants to sell their apartment. I'm very interested in buying that apartment. I'll break down a wall, I'll expand it, I'll have a much larger apartment. It's worth a lot to me. Or they want to sell it to somebody else. Aloch v'asisa yoshevatov. I have a right to, he has to sell it to me first. So, aloch v'ametzer. Whole complicated sugi there about v'ametzer. And can I give my rights to someone else, give up my rights, how do I do it? Gemara says if they kono miyodo, it works. So if you take a look there in the Mukhe Yosef, take a look there. He says, it's a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. He says, no. L'chazek dvarov. I'm doing l'chazek dvarov. If you take a look how the Shach quotes this Nemuka Yosef, oh, I forgot I brought the second one in the Shach. Kof Alin? No. Anyone at first of all, Shulchan? Simple days.
Here.
The Shach quotes as follows. Yeah. Chazan Amuk Chav Beis Dalet. Chazan Amuk Yosef Perik Zebora. Yav Magav Demechse Kikinin. Abu Hochi Ashma Kikin Shemachazek Hadvorim. It's Machazek Dvorim. The Amrinim Gabi Dina de Bametz. The Gabi Mashkanta Vaz Domusak. The Chay Mashim Perish Rashi. The Mikonim Yodo Sholachs. Quotes the Ravon. Now the Ravon. One of the early Bali Atos, this is very clear. Here, if in case you can't find the Sefer Ravon, in the, what do you call it? In the new Shulchan Aruch, in the back, they'll have a quote of the Ravon. Ravon is very clear, he holds like it's Tos. Nemano Ayaba, he's not an egg, he's nothing, it's a brand new Hitzchaivus. Brand new Hitzchaivus. Once, and that's why Akinya works. He says, even though the Ravon says differently, he says, he quotes the Ravon, Ravon Bishwas Adayon, Jim Kono Miyodo Sholach Sevakinya Dvorm Vomahane, Rak Kishikono Miyodo Lassos Kashayodin O. If I tell the Kinyan, I won't change my mind, doesn't work. If I take a kinyan, I am mischa, I have to spell out the kinyan, I am mischaiv to whatever the aid says and whatever the dayan paskins, no matter what. He says, "I will come on sim kufnum zayin sibbeis mashikazavti shon." If you give me kufnum zayin sibbeis. What does Shach say there? Well, there is no din chuka. It says konu miyada. He says, what are we going to do? Konu miyodo. Says, Kol kinyin hainu shakone no sen sudro la makne makne hulo a makne makne kine get hatsuda hachebe shirot se knals. I give you something, you give me back something. Shakone miyodo ala chaluka en kan shim dobe shiyochol of kinyo. We agree that we're going to split the shutfus. That is the mandama who says it's the kinyan dvarim v'alma. Another mandama says. He says why? That is, in which case, if the mandama says there is such a kinyan, why does he say there is such a kinyan? Because, take a look what it says here. And Simchah Beis. So where are they coming from? Okay, Yosef comes up with a brand new idea. And the Shach says the machlokes between Mokhe Yosef and the Ravon. He says, what's the machlokes between Mokhe Yosef and the Ravon and our sugya? He's accepting him as a dayan, he's accepting him as an aid. And I just need something to finalize that acceptance. Number one. Or just mischaived. What happens? It's the king of his chayvus. Now, what is Kinyan Suder? Kinyan Suder, here shortly when we get into the Sugya Memem of Beis, we get into more deeply. Reb Chaim had a Yusod Gadol. Every time I want to sell something to you, take a look at the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Mechira. What does he say? I say, I am giving you this, I'm selling it to you, I'm giving you a matana, whatever it is. And we agree. Can I change my mind? Of course I can change my mind. What makes a kinyan michal? A ma'aseh kinyan. Mam says it very, it's a double portion, throughout Shas. Rambam begins, Hamekach Eino Nikna B'dvarim. Aleph Aleph. You can't sell something just by talking. Afilu He'idu Aleihem Eidim. Kesef, why is Zani Mochlach? I'm selling you my house. Yayin Zani Mochlach, wine. Potsku Adom, Rotzel Oker, and this is the price. Fine. Everyone agrees. And the Eidim say, Zero. Zero. He has to do it with the Maisa Kinyan. And he says, what is the Maisa Kinyan? Then he has whole Hilchos Bechira telling you what a Maisa Kinyan is. That's one halacha. There's another halacha. There's a halacha called pu'utos. It goes like this. In order to be makne, what do you need? You need a ma'isekin, you need das. Chereshot of a cotton have no das, therefore they can't be makne. Fine. The Takana Drabbonim, Pu'utos. What about children, 11, 12, they're intelligent, they know what they're doing. Their mother sends them to the store to buy some milk, to buy some bread, to whatever it is, buy some whatever. Can they? And the storekeeper says, listen, I don't want to sell it to you, because maybe you're going to drop it on the way back, and the king's not going to be able to get home. And then I lost it. Halacha Pu'utos. Pu'utos says no. 11, 12 year old child who understands what's happening, a kinyan is a kinyan. Okay. That's Halacha Pu'utos. Halacha Perachavtes, Rambam Perachavtes, when he talks about it, says, In konu miyad akotin, o hiske mokam amakam, chosu lo kon halokeach. That it works so kesef, chazok, agbor, meshicha, all of that. But not for sutra. Then kinyin miyad cotton klum. Why? Shal kinyin bishtar, ve eidim chosim elo al shtar shal ovum godl. What is he saying here? He says, there's a halacha that if I sell you something and you want a shtar, I have to say shtar. If I sell you something with a kinyan sudra, I don't have to say it. Fine. Mom says a sudra is like a shtar, and there's no shtar for cotton, therefore there is no sudra for cotton. Everyone says, I don't say what the Rambam's talking about. Okay, so sudra without a shtar is also a big deal. Why? And second, why is there no shtar for cotton? And what does one have to do with the other? So Reb Chaim explains as follows. Reb Chaim had the following chakira. And this opens up many areas, many, many areas. He says, what's halacha of pu'utah? They said that the ma'isa kinyan of a cotton is a ma'isa kinyan. And you don't need das. Or they gave the cotton das. One of the two. So he says like this, what is a shtar? A shtar is Eidus B'chsa. Those of you who learned Ksubas last year should know this, backwards and forwards, upside down. A shtar is Eidus B'chsa V'Pidas HaMeschayev. You need Das HaMeschayev to create a shtar. So why a cotton hat doesn't have a shtar? A cotton doesn't have das. That's one part of putus. Putus, they turned his maisekinya to a maisekinya. They never gave him das. Midrabbanan. So therefore, he can't create a shtar. So Reb Chaim said, and this is, there are 20 riyas to this, the Chol Pachas in the Rambam, Normally, das Makna, das Kona is not enough to transfer property. You need a Maisa Kinyan. Sugar finalizes my das Makna and das Kona, and with Kona just with das Makna and das Kona alone. So therefore, since Kona doesn't have das, there's no das Makna, there's no Kona, there's nothing. What is it? It finalizes and gives complete my das. It gives me the final das. If you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Hey Hilchos Bechira.
Maybe saying that it's not called a
Maisa Kinyan. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. Cool. So that's why you can't use the Makadosh Anishi. You know, Maisa Kinyan, Makadosh Anishi. Can't use it for an Evikani, an Evikani, an Evikani, an Evikani. You need a Maisa Kinyan, Mafkia. Not a Maisa Kinyan. Here, with Kinyan Suder, it finalizes Mike Mira's Das, and gives a total and complete das Makna and das Kona. Rambam writes at the end of Perek Hey. Hilchos Mechira. Yesh varim harbe she'enam tzuchim kinyan v'en l'kinyan b'hem tam. All sorts of things he gives. Nog rov ha'makom was l'haknos. For instance, the Meshachar Avdo, Magar Shishto, Ose Shliach, Mose Modo, Mavato Modo. Okay. Kanina Mitloni. What is that? Kiyin Zeshinogu Hakos Beelodvorm, Eno Molklon. Elohodia. Shino Omidvorm Elu, Bekamasachik Mahasa. I'm not fooling around. It takes away from me the ability to taina mashata. I'm just fooling around. Shagoma belibo va'achach oma. Lefeikach im oma belev sholim ani amarti v'gamarti lasadom zen tzorv tov achach. He says a very simple thing. If I want, the halach of kinyan is gemiras das. It finalizes my gemiras das. So, what the Mukhe Yosef says is as follows. I can accept you as an aid even though you're possible. I can accept you as a dying even though you're possible. But I have to show that I'm absolutely serious about it. I can change my mind and say I wasn't serious. Yeah. So the two ways of being serious. Number one of being serious is there's a Gemara Din in Besdin. I say it. I stand there the whole time, Bez and Paskins. If I wasn't serious, I should have said something before. Or, to indicate my absolute seriousness of it, there's a king. That's exactly what the Mukhe Yosef says. And that's exactly what the Ravon says. Where do we find that? Within Reb Chaim's understanding, king, so it fits perfectly. So we have two extremes. We have the Mukhe Yosef on one hand, who says, I am hereby being makabel as an aid. I'm makabel it as a dayan. And then, if you take a look in the Rashba, Tshuva Chelek Aleph Elef, Kufchovov has the following case. These two sides agree that so and so would be the dying. One person, okay, and one was mowed in front of, and there was a whole back and forth discussion there. There was a hodah and the like. Comes along, and then somehow the din Torah got interrupted in the middle. They ended up in front of another basin. So in front of the other Besdin, the question was, the fact that Reuven was mowed in front of that dayan, is that the equivalent of a Hodor Besdin, not a Hodor Besdin? Because if the whole thing is in his chayvus, in case that person paskins, the person ended up not paskin. If I gave him a dinner for Besdin, so then the Hodor is a Hodor in front of Besdin, can be used by the second Besdin. Rashba, very, very clear. Yeah, very exceedingly clear. what is Kabbalah's Kinyan? Kabbalah's Kinyan was we accepted him as a Beis Din, as a full din of a Beis Din. Rashi was exceedingly clear. Now, question is, now let's get back to our sugya. Within Reb Chaim's understanding of the Rambam's Kinyan Sugya, we understand very well. I can accept him as an aid, I accept him as a dayan. No problem. Rambam cannot agree with the Ktzos. Then this or the Ravon. Why can the Rambam not agree with the Ravon? According to Rambam, it's an aspect of the Alma. There's no such open-ended Hishchaivus. Ravon says, there is such an open-ended Hishchaivus. Ktzos says, there is such an open-ended Hishchaivus. And there's an Odisha problem. And Rambam can't accept it. And the Rambam is very clear. He is an aid. He is a dayan. That's one halacha. What to do with a sugyan bar metziah and sugyan shuas? Rambam doesn't say. And that's number one. Okay. Now, what about other Rishonim? They begin with the Rabbeinu Tam. Atos begins with Rabbeinu Tam. Atos begins with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, I say in front of a Beis Din Hareini Meshalim. Let's say Sugyan Bo Metzida, Hareini Meshalim. And I walk out and I say, I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I can change my mind. He says, that's the Parshas of Gemara. So it's another question. Is it the part the Gemara forces you or not? Okay. That I did nothing to machayev myself. I mean, Mishan. Because I Beis Din says you have two options, swear or pay. He says, okay, I'll pay. Comes along, the Rashba explains what to Rabbeinu Tam. Why did Rabbeinu Tam say that? Is it only did Rabbeinu Tam say that only because he the Gemara, or there's a deeper logical basis to what Rabbeinu Tam says? Says the Rashba, he's coming from somewhere. The Rashba bar metziah. It says like this. Mikan diktik Rabbeinu Tam shemachay v'atzmo bebezin kema sheinu chulit yochul l'asbo. So I'm reading kem the bezin oma bebezin yochul l'asbo. He said no. Wait a second. There's the other, he's, what they have here is missing a few lines they have. And yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. Machayev atzma bebezin, it's here. If I say in front of Beis Din, Udi, he says, what is happening here, Rabbeinu Tam says? He says, Hareini Meshalim. But he's not mechuyev to pay. He has an option. So is he creating a brand new Hishchaivus? Rabbeinu Tam says, no brand new Hishchaivus. He's just saying, this is what I want, okay. So when Beis Din the paskening, that's the way it is. Beis Din paskening, that's the way it is. But until then, he can change his mind. Why not? He says that's the Parshas of the Gemara. So what is he trying to prove from here? And what is he? He says that you're not creating a new Hishchaivus. The moment you don't create a new Hishchaivus, so I can change his mind. Who is he going up against? He's going up against the Ravon. eggs straight up against the Ravon, head to head against the Ravon. Ravon says, "You can." But it's a brand new Chayvus. And what's that? No. Where am I coming from that Rabbeinu Tam happens to say there is no Odisa? So it's a Rosh and Ksuba, the beginning of the 12th parak, quotes Rabbeinu Tam is that way. Now there are other Tosas in the Masechta this way, Masechta that way. It's not Mukhach that from the other place that Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. Okay, so that's how Rabbeinu Tam looked at it, as far as the Gemara above Metzia goes. He says also, what do I say? I'm in Beis Din. He asked me for 10,000 shekel. And what do I say? I say, no, I don't owe you 10,000 shekel. So Beis Din says, take a Hesus. So I'll flip the Hesus around. You're a Nishba Vinod. What am I doing? I said, if you swear, then you get the money. So I can change my mind. I didn't say anything. I just said, you know, I have two options. I have an option to take a Hesus, so I can flip the Hesus amount to you. I'll take the other option, flip the Hesus amount to you. I can change my mind. Anytime I have two options, I was not Mechayev myself. I didn't say, if you swear, I'm hereby Mechayev in money. I said, if you swear, I'm Mechayev in money. If. So I changed my mind. I was not Mechayev myself now. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Yesh medakin divrei Rabbeinu Tam. And this, how do people want to prove Rabbeinu Tam from the Gemara? It says, Omeini nishba potrino sumiyad. Yishum kach potrino. Kidei. So what do? We throw him out of bed so he shouldn't change his mind. Or we take care, we do it right away. But he says, okay, this is how the Rashba quotes. Now, the Rashba then says, wait a second. He says, but there is another Gersa, not Vinishba, Nishba. And this whole thing revolves around that Vav. That Vav is very critical. I agree, Gmar Din. But what is a Gmar Din? When Bezdin Pasans Ishponu Atachayev? Shehu Gomar Al Atzmo Dino. I made the Gmar Din for myself. I didn't know it. And it's very logical. Now let's see. Remember, keep in mind, the Rashba and the Truvi is very clear that at least in the case Neman Olayaba, not a brand new Hesaibus. The Rashba is very clear. Multiple places. No such thing as an Odis. And he says that is what's pushing Rabbeinu Tam to say what he pushes himself to do. Ilu Bezin Omrulo Kach. Abeleg Mardin. Kevin Shekibel Olav Halo Zehu Shas Gmardino. What is it? I say, if he swears, he gets it. Wait one sec. What am I doing? Who's the mochzik on this money? I have rights to the money. A hesus means I reinforce my mochzakas. I give up my mochzakas and I put my mochzakas in his hands. And if he swears, he gets to keep it. I gave up my mochzakas. I gave control of my property to him. He says, if Bezdin told the person, swear. So what is Bezdin? Bezdin is giving him the rights to the money. I gave him rights to the money. If I gave him rights to the money, I gave him rights to the money. Lo domi le neman olayaba. Remember the Rashba and the Tshuva says, neman olayaba. I said, I am accepting him as a dayan. I'm accepting as a dayan. I don't know what the psak is. I'm not giving him rights. There's nothing specific I'm giving up any rights to. I accept him as a dayan. I accept him as a dayan. Hotsim lo goma ha'av. A dayan adin. Because the whole din Torah. This one's Torah. This one said, you're a liar. You're a thief. Whatever I did. Ilu oma ha'av. Yeshava halal yitin. Shuveni yochel asba. Hachanami. Ki ama iu dish yeshava v'tev. And yochel asba. Hachanami. He says, Zehu gma din. Gma din's mean the din is finished. I gave up my rights and I gave my rights to you. You exercise, I gave you that right. Yeshava halal bal kocho shosev yito. We can't guess the hill of riff. Alright, what do you do with the Gemara in Shavuos? Pochinos miyad. Pochinos miyad. She ain't serving his yashivo bedover. You don't have. That means I have a right. I have a right to my money. I give up my right. You don't have to talk about it anymore because we finished the din. Then he says, what do you do with the Gemara in Bar Metzia? Well, that's a din in Kefil. I'm marked to the Kefil in a certain sense. So what is the whole discussion between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban? The Rashba, I know two things. A, the Rashba adds to me two things that are very critical. And he's just coming off the Ramban and all the other Rishonim. Yeah. That they agree that I can't disagree with the Ravon and agree with Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam didn't back off of that. I cannot create new chiyuvim. But what they say, wait a second. When I tell you he shoveth at all, at the moment I say that in front of Besson, I gave up rights and I gave you those rights. And and once that point, it's finished. I gave him my rights already. I have a right. I'm a shomer. I owe you back one of three things. The object, the money, or a shvu. The object, I said, is gone. So now I owe you one of two things. A shvu or money. I said, Harei Misham. That means I gave up my rights to a shvu. So what am I stuck with? I'm not creating a brand new shvu. Moda b'mitzas. Here it's a little more subtle, as we'll get into Shavuos, I said. According to the Rambam and the Migash, it's very simple. What did I say? I say, I have a chiyuv, swear of pain. I gave up my right to swear, so I'm stuck with one thing. That is, he says, but Nemano Ayabo. I didn't give my rights to anything. I said, I'm putting the whole thing in your hands. Whatever you say, I didn't say I'm giving my rights up to this money. Giving up rights to specific pieces of specific money, specific obligations that you have. You didn't do that. Now,
maybe.
Yes.
This right is a money, or it's a.
In the case of hipuch of a hesis, I'm a muchzik, right? What does that mean? Hamotzi mon lechavero ol ravaya, right? It's up to me. I control my money. What do I do? I say, you control my money. Right?
How that works? That works because...
I get that. That works because I gave up my muchzokas. I said, and what? When Bezim and Masakin, the hipuch of a hesis, Nachman's have a hesis and a hipuch of a hesis. He says, I have the right to tell you to, that built into the con of a hipuch of a hesis. That's, for instance, why the Rama says it only applies to hesis. The only reason it applies to all shvus is the Rashba. But what is it? I have a right to give. I'm a mochsik. I hand over to you the rights to my money. That is the whole takon of hipuch of a hesis. You now control my money.
divide the cases at a time. Has this Dini Mishalim,
Harini Mishalim. So what do I have? Let's take a look. The simple way of looking at Hashuas Hashomrim, Moda B'mitzvahs, Eid Echod. So what's my Chiyuv Swear and Pay? I have two options. I gave it up. Now, what happens according to those Mishonim who say that it's not just a Chiyuv Swear and Pay? It's a Din Achzar Namonos. So I have Namonos. That means I have half Namonos. I can bolster my Namonos. I'm a right to bolster my Namonos. The moment I give up that right to bolster my Namonos, I give it up.
The giving up means Mechila? Or it's a new thing that I don't even have to come out to Mechila?
That means that we're going to have to get a little more deeply into what Shua is according to those other Rishonim. How that works. And I will see. But that means right now I have a right. I have a right to bolster my Nemonis. Now, Nemonis is a right I have in my property. And it's a negotiable item. You see that from the Suga Membez. I lend you money. Now, what happens if I lend you money? So your Nemon to say Paraiti, right? But in the middle of the deal, I can say, no, you give up your rights to say Paraiti, right? So Nemonis is a right I have. That's right, I have.
I don't need a Kenyan to get rid of it.
Well, exactly what we need. What happens? So, when the take a look in the Riff in Sanhedrin, what does the Riff in Sanhedrin say? The Riff in Sanhedrin says this concept of Tartal Reyes. I can accept three Dayanim, I can accept one aid instead of two aid. I can accept a Posel instead of a Kosher. Can I accept one puzzle instead of two eidim? So the Haigon said no. Tartal Reyes. The Riff says yes. The Riff brings a raya from where? From when I lend you money, I can say you mnemon. Says the Rosh, it's not much of a raya. Why? Because there, b'shas matmos, when we switch the money, at b'shas kinyan, we created a halvah subject to the following rules of Nemonos. That is built into the halvah itself, not outside the halvah. Exactly how that works, we see when we get the big suya dafna base. How that works.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Could Rabbi explain again how the Rashba, if he doesn't hold the kingdom of Diyasa, how he explains Nemonolai Abba?
Exactly what he says in the Tshuva. Says in the Tshuva, I can empower a Bezdin. That's I can empower a Karev to be a Bezdin. Very. He says that he had this Tshuva. The Rashba is a very key part of this whole pitch. What is the Tshuva? Elef Kuf Chavov. He says as follows: What am I doing? I am. What was the case then? They were Kabul Hachochim Ploni of so and so. Okay, he lived in a place. Okay. There was a whole Din Torah lasted, and there were all sorts of Chodos, the Chiduvim, back and forth. And in the middle, somehow, the Torah moved from him elsewhere. The Torah moved elsewhere, and then the question is, when it moved elsewhere, could they use the Chodos that were in front of the first Dayan? Was a hodor, but says of course, Nemono Abba means I'm giving the power of a Bezdin. It was a hodor in front of a Bezdin. It's not they were mischayev in case this person pasket. What was the Torah between the two sides? One says, no, we're beginning from scratch. I was mischayev, whatever he passes, he's out of the picture. We fired him already. Or he dropped out, or we moved, whatever it is. Before Zoom. So he's off in a different world. Okay? He's off in a different world. We're off in a different world. He's off in a different world, so was it a hodor b'fnei bezdin or not? The one side said, no, I just mekabel his psak. Rashi said, no, you weren't mekabel his psak, you were mekabel him as a bezdin. And therefore you were moded b'fnei bezdin and you're stuck. You understand what the two sides of the Torah were and how the Rashi and Paskana? Very, very clear. Yeah. And when the Rajba quotes Rabbeinu Tam, what is Rabbeinu Tam? He says, I can't create brand new chiyuvim. Just take the Rajba in its totality and see what's happening under the surface in the Rajba. Okay? What's happening under the surface in the Rajba, you see, is a very, very simple thing. The Rajba says, this is a bezdin. So now the question is, once it's a bezdin, I have a right, either Kabbalah's king or Gemar Din. At what point do I say I'm so serious that that Kabbalah works, that I can't change my mind? And that's the whole discussion of the Gemara here in Sanhedrin.
So then how can the Rajba compare the case of Nemla Psak of basin of Nemla Abba to the guy's own Kabbalah's din?
What he says is as follows. I am a Kabbalah. The eight is an eight, and the dying is a dying, and the bezin is a bezin. So, that I'm a Kabbalah. And that works. I can empower a non-bezin to be a bezin. I can empower a non-eight to be an eight. What the shark I have of the Tzotzen who Chua Saraj better than anyone in this room knows Asher. Was at his fingertips. You see the way he quotes. He seems to be oblivious to this Shiva Saraj. He's very, very clear. It is a bezin, it is an aid. Zahu. End story. Number one. The Rajba also doesn't believe Udis. Very clear. He says you can only be Messiah yourself with a Maisa Kenyan. I Hodor cannot create Chayuvim. Says it in Shuvas besides what he says in Shuvas. Very clearly. So the Rajma had only one possible mahalach in all of these sukkahs. Okay, now the question is what to do with the tup. So he has a very simple way of dealing with the Gemara and Baba Basra. Where does he deal with the Gemara and Baba Basra? He deals with the Gemara and Baba Basra very, very simply. That if he swear, I gave him the right to swear. That is built into what Hippoch Shua over Hesus is. If you swear, you get rights to my money. Okay, you swear, you got rights to my money. That's it. That's halach. On the other hand, he has a problem. Yes, Vov or no Vov? Riff says no Vov. Oh. So then he has to explain exactly what happens when I say in Besdin, you can swear. He says, what happens in Bezin, I say, you can swear. It's the same thing happens in Shavuos, I say, I will pay. Same thing that happens in Bar Mitzvah when I say, I will pay. It's only one thing. When I have options and I give up those options, it's finished. I paskin the Shiloh on myself. Bezin, when they go the next step, is just, technically, it depends on Bezin, but the Shiloh's been paskin already. I paskin it on myself. Gomar al Atzmo Dino. He was going with the din on himself because I gave up my rights. That's it.
Rabbi said, if the reason why...
I can't. That was very clear. Anyone wants, you can watch the video, you can hear you can listen to the audio, video. We live... We're not in the times of the Raj, but they left one die into another die, and they went to a different part of the world. I can't. Okay. Now, this, the Raj is very, very, very clear. And the Raj says... It's not a new hischad. He was going with the din on himself. He created a reality. Once you create the reality, when I say Neman Olai Abba, I create one reality. It's a bestin. I create another out. It's an aid. That's the only realities I created. But when I give up on my rights to the money, I created a reality. I don't have any rights anymore. Now, Rabbeinu Tam changing his mind. Why did Rabbeinu Tam change his mind? It could have been he changed his mind about Odisha. Or it could be, he realized that it's not so simple. See, that maybe that he moved off into the camp of the Rajba never changed his mind about what Neman Olayab is. He never changed his mind about Udis. Very, very clear, consistently throughout all truths, he never changed his mind on that. Very consistent sheet. Rabbeinu Tam could have been this way, that I don't know. The Parsha says, what's interesting is, Tosus has Rabbeinu Tam changing. Other Rishonim just have Rabbeinu Tam in a very straightforward way. Okay, this is the this is how the sugya works, and there's the whole issue. Yes, changing mind, not changing. Okay, now we get into shvuas. There's halacha moda b'metzas. There's a general halacha. You don't know it. In case you don't know it, you're now knowing it. Ein bezin is kochem l'pochas mishaber puta. Now, just as in, I don't know the situation in this country, but in the United States, there's a small claims court and a big claims court. Okay. What does the Mishnah say here in Shavuos? Shavuos hadayonim. And we're talking about the mitzvahs. Hatayne shtei kesef. Even though normally the Taina has bezin is nizkak to a shavah pruta, when it comes to motor b'mitzvahs, you need a bigger claim. It doesn't work in small claims court. What's the difference between small claims court and big claims court? Is shtei kesef. Now, just as a hakdama, how to define what a shavah pruta is, how to define what shtei kesef is. It's nogeya to every one of you when you're going to get married. To know, is the ring a shavah pruta? A ring is not a shavah pruta. Okay, major issue. And when people think shilas don't come up, you can't imagine shilas to come up. I was standing under a chuppah once, and I asked the chassan, does the ring your property belongs to you? He says, no. Okay, as a chassan at that time was busy learning kachin. Okay. So I said, it doesn't belong to you. Who does it belong to? It belongs to my grandmother's sister. I said, so I look, we're standing under the chuppah there, everyone's waiting. And he says, I said, why did that happen? He says, well, she wanted to be at the chasna, she couldn't come to chasna, she's not that well, she's in a nursing home. She figured I'd use her ring, and therefore that's as if she was at the chasna. Okay. So I'm standing there. Anyone who learned Kedusha knows there's a whole shaila of Tabasha Ulam. Can you use it? You can't use it. So I said, okay, so maybe I'll call her up and she'll be marking you the ring. And is she available on the phone? She's not available. But she's in a nursing home. It's this, that, different hours, whatever. Okay. So then the question is, we have to find the shavah pruta that belongs to him. So I told, I said, okay, I turned to the chosin's mother. I said, do you have your wedding ring on? I said, yes. I said, give it to your son and you're never getting it back. Because then it's a shayl matan al maslahach, so you can use it. And everyone's standing. Okay, I said, but you're never going to get it back. Your daughter-in-law will have it. Okay. I said, otherwise we can't proceed. Cancel the wedding. Okay. That's what we need. Okay. So, fine. He said, all right, well, good. After they finished everything, I told the Kala, now you can give the ring back to your mother-in-law. Okay. Lots of shayla. Shavah pruta is a big shayla. I know. The Rambam defines shavah pruta, and this is going to be very important in this hour, so yeah, as the value of a chatzi sa'ora of kesef. Take a barley seed, a half of barley seed, that equivalent weight of kesef. That's shavah pruta. If you take a look in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, the shach, there's a grod there, there's a shach there. No, it's the shach also here in Hillel's Torah v'nitin by shavah pruta and shtei kesef. It's a very long arichas. It's a certain amount of food. Okay. That's a very complex thing. What a Shavuot is. Like the Rambam or not? Rambam says this because you need some unchanging thing to make it. So Rambam says silver. That's why we call it kesef, everything turned kesef. How much silver? Chatzi sa'ora. It's a very small amount of silver. Today it's a negligible, some negligible value. According to the Shach, there comes out a certain large amount of bread. And last time I made such a cheshbon, I had a shaila about it would be in today's value around 15 shekel. It's a whole difference. Okay, but here for shvuah you need shtei kesef, a much larger amount. V'hodoh b'shava pruta. Now Rashi is saying a very, very thing. The machayev of the, what is the machayev of the shua? The taina. I taina to you, and the shua ba'al yoda. We'll see shortly why this is so important. Lo de pochos m'shtei kesef. Not less than shtei kesef. Ha'odah shemachayevotso li shava. Ha'odah is machayev him to swear. Lo de pochos m'pruta. B'gmara pligi rabu shua. Whether it's shtei kesef plus a pruta, or what is the shtei kesef, the kfira or the hodah? Okay, now the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis says like this: Tanya shtei kesef, Amar Rav. Okay, we'll finish here today. Now we have a Gemara. Just read the Gemara and down to the bottom, Gemara Rashi. And there is a very key and important tosis. The Gemara Daf Mem Amud Beis says that Yotzu Kelim L'Mashahei, that if I have a Keli Shnei Machtim, two needles, and I ask you for two needles and you answer one needle, so even though the needle is not worth Shtei Kesef, still we have a motor of a mixes. And Tosis immediately gets into a problem that all we've shown him jump up with. Does shtei kesef, does the a keli substitute only for shtei kesef or even for shavah pruta? Let's say you have 10 needles worth of shavah pruta. Do you have a motor b'miktzas? You have a shivas tayonim. You can use it for a kinyan kesef. You can use it for makadosh anisha. You can use it for a million different things. As the Rashba says in one place, Rashba is very clear. He says there are two values of it. One is the value in the market. You go to a store to buy it. The other is the value. How much is it worth to you? You have a tailor. Yeah, he can go buy a needle. But what's the needle worth to him? His whole parnosa. Without the needle, he has to close shop that day. So there are two ways of making valuations of something, as the Rashba says. And that the whole issue in the Rashba, whether it's substitute for Shavuot Pruta, Shtei Kesef, is around how I value things. Okay, that's this long Tosis here, and then we have all the Rishonim here, and throughout, we'll see. Okay.